You heard the speech. But behind the glitter lies this stark truth. In Hillary Clinton's America, things get worse. Under her dishonest plan, taxes keep rising, terrorism spreads. Washington insiders remain in control, Americans losing their jobs, homes, and hope. In Donald Trump's America, people are put back to work. Our families are safe. The American dream achievable again. Change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Blog Talk Radio.
Do you find yourself constantly in some type of drama, whether it's in your professional or personal life? Are you constantly arguing, pissed off at people, and cursing people out on Facebook or Twitter? Or are you blowing up on people for little or no reason at all? Do you struggle with your relationships? Are you having a hard time getting, feeling, or just expressing love? Do you keep attracting the same type of mofos into your life over and over again? Do you want to learn how to make it in real, healthy, mature ways and have relationships with people that are unconditionally loving and honest instead of being full of lies, deception, hurt, pain, and drama? Well, you're in the right place. The Heart and Soul Radio Show is led by Diana Trinity Nieves and Ralphie Tattoo Perez. These co-facilitators are dedicated to educating, motivating, and inspiring others to connect more deeply with themselves and with others to live a full and authentic life. Tattoo and Trinity will discuss ways how you can cultivate and maintain a healthy relationship with all parts of yourself, your spirit, your mind, your feelings, and your body in very practical and fun ways. You'll even discover how to communicate more effectively, to create emotionally intimate relationships while protecting your boundaries in healthy, mature ways. Tattoo and Trinity will talk about ways you can incorporate your spiritual life into your work, your family, and life in general, while all the time making it real. Yeah, so stay tuned, and during the last half of the show, there'll be a Q&A session where you can call in and speak your mind, open your heart, free your soul, or just get that answer to your burning question. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the Heart and Soul Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to the Heart and Soul Show. My name is Diana Nieves, a.k.a. Trinity.
How you doing, everybody? This is Ralphie Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men. What's going on? What's up, Trin?
What's up? How's it going?
I'm good. I'm feeling much better. I'm ready to do the show, and I'm ready to get things going again. How are you? How are you doing?
Everything is great. I'm ready. I'm ready to talk about... Drum roll, boundaries.
Boom.
Boundaries.
There we go. Boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, why don't you break down what boundaries are for us?
All right. So, a boundary is a limit or an edge that defines you as separate from others. A boundary is a limit that promotes integrity. And that's a description given by Anne Catherine. She has an amazing book actually called Boundaries, and it's excellent. So it's like a fence. you know, a fence around your house. It defines, you know, where your property is and where someone else's property is. And it brings clarity, you know, to who I am, where I'm at, and where your neighbors are and where they're at. Does that make sense?
It kind of makes sense. It makes sense. Let's try to simplify it a little bit. So what you're saying is when we say our boundaries, let's say like my boundaries, like I know my boundaries. I'm what you call, I love a lot. And when I'm saying I love a lot, I mean like I have love for everybody. You know what I mean? I look at everybody as everybody needs to be loved, and I love to give love. But sometimes when you're like that, you make yourself vulnerable to things, and at times it could be like somebody can take advantage of that. And I've gone through stuff like that. You know, if somebody's trying to, what's that saying? They take your kindness as a weakness. So.
Right.
So to protect my boundaries, that fence, I have to learn how to speak up. When I know I'm trying to just, you know, be a loving person, and then somebody's just trying to be a greedy person or trying to get slick, and instead of just being the loving person that I am and letting them get over, I have to protect my boundaries by saying, no, I'm sorry, you just can't do that, right? That's what like a personal boundary is, right?
Right, exactly. So when we're not protecting, like you're saying, when you're not protecting your boundaries, when you're not protecting yourself, you know, then it, some people think that they can trespass over you.
Right.
Or abuse you, right?
Get over.
And get over, exactly like you were saying, you know, try to pull something over your eyes. And so
take
boundaries.
Advantage, yeah.
Right, take advantage, exactly. So the boundary is like that fence that I was saying around my house. You know, if my fence is closed, that means you can't come in unless
right.
I open the gate so that you can come in. You know, or I might leave it a little unlocked or a crack open, you know, and you have to knock and say, can I come in? Boundary is the same way. You know, we are constantly interacting with people, and people need to ask your permission, you know, for certain things, and we could come up with examples. But when they just come, you know, and just break down the door, they're trespassing you. They're abusing you.
Right, right. And that's if you allow them to.
Right.
Right. And then boundaries, like I just gave one example, but there's so many boundaries, and it's with so many different things, and especially in like relationships. It doesn't have to be romantic. It could be professional. It could be platonic. It could be a friendship. There's all kind of ships. You know what I mean? And it's just like when, like you can have that friend. Let's just say a platonic friend who gets angry a lot, and then that person takes it out on you all the time. And you know what? You've allowed it, but you don't like it. But you know what? If you can protect, you start protecting your boundaries, you speak up. And it doesn't have to get ugly. It doesn't have to get nasty. At least your end doesn't have to get like that. You know? And you could say, listen, I really don't like when you do that. So in other words, protecting your boundaries is just like really communicating and being honest and saying, whoa, hold up, and setting the rules straight. Like, yo, this is what it is. This is how I feel. You know, let's talk about it and let's change it. And if we can't change it, then we got to come to a decision. So
it's also knowing yourself, you know, because
right, exactly.
Because if I don't know who I am, what I like, what I don't like, then there's no way that I can really communicate to you, you know, that what you're doing right there, I don't like that. You know, you're violating my boundaries, you're crossing, you're trespassing. You know, if you don't
right.
know that about yourself, then, you know, people will continue to treat you a certain way. And then you're wondering why, and we talked about anger at the last another episode. Then you're wondering why you're getting angry. You know, it's all that built up resentment because, you know, you're not protecting yourself. You're not, you know, defining who you are and explaining that to other people. Like, yo, check this out. that doesn't work for me.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. But a lot of people tend to do that. I know I tend to do it. I mean, I used to do it a lot. And I can't say that I don't do it all the time sometimes, because sometimes I get scared of what the outcome might be if I do put my foot down, you know, so I step back a little bit and try to figure it out first on how I'm going to approach this situation. How am I going to protect myself and protect my boundaries and cover my ass? You know what I mean? Without hurting the other person, because a lot of times when people overstep your boundaries and they jump over your fence, you get angry. Like, just like you said, we spoke about anger, and then we just, like, go in there, pit bull style, you know? But when you get to know yourself a little bit better, when you know, wait a minute, whoa, somebody just, like, they just dissed me. They just went past that boundary. They crossed that line. Let me step back. Let me step out of the situation and then get back into the ring when the bell – get back into the ring when the bell goes off, and then we can discuss it the right way, because we can mess up a really good relationship, friendship, loving relationship, whatever it may be, because of our initial emotions. But where do boundaries come from?
Well, you know, we're born right on this earth, and we are separate from each other, right? We're separate human beings. Our spirit, you know, wants to connect because we are connected. We are one on the spiritual plane, but here as human beings, you know, we're separate, and our ego creates, you know, this level of separateness. You know, it wants to label things. It wants to go, okay, this is mine, that's yours. You go, so you step over here, I step over here. And again, the ego's not bad. You know, the ego helps us, you know, and wants us to feel safe. And that's what boundaries do. They help us to feel safe. So the more we can define that, the better we feel.
Right, right.
And I wanted to touch base on something that you said before about anger. I wanted to note that is one key way that you know that your boundaries have been violated. When
exactly.
The emotion of anger, when that comes up, that's a clear indication that your boundaries have been violated in some way.
Yeah, I guess that might be considered the number one. That was the number one, like what's the word I'm looking for here? The number one sign that you know you've been violated, your boundaries have been crossed, or your boundaries have been just like, you know, they just jumped over the fence. But also there's hurt. You know, you feel hurt. Sometimes you get hurt. Like somebody crosses your boundaries and you feel so hurt, you're in shock. You're like, whoa, and you don't know what to do. So, like, you just sit there, like, stuck on stupid. What are the feelings that you come across usually when people violate your boundaries?
Just anger.
Is it anger for you?
It's just straight up anger.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. All right, mm-hmm. And let me know if I'm violating your boundaries. Let me know, protect them. Just let me know, say, Rocky. Fall back.
No fear.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You said anger. Is your first thing? I just forgot. I just went totally blank.
There are different layers, you know, or levels to anger.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask you. All right. What I was going to ask you is, why is anger for you only?
Because that's the feeling, you know, that comes up. You know, when I look at the definitions of emotions. I mean, that's literally what the definition of anger is. You know, your boundaries
right.
have been violated. If I cry or I feel hurt that someone has been violated my feelings, I feel that that's, like you said, it comes up as shock. So if sadness comes up, that's my shock, you know, feeling that will come up. But underneath that is the anger.
Is it anger for yourself, or is it anger for them, or is it a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both, depending on what it is, because it, you know, there are times where I have allowed, I know a lot in my past, I've allowed people to cross my boundaries because I didn't know any better. I didn't have a good definition of myself, and I couldn't I didn't teach people how to treat me. I was so desperate for love, so desperate for attention that I was, you know, leaving my door wide open. Yeah, come on in, do whatever, you know, talk to me however you want.
Follow
or
me.
Expect, expect whatever you want. And then meanwhile, you know, I was building up all this resentment over the years, and then boom, I exploded at one point. So to answer your question, in the past, a lot was towards me, but definitely towards other people, you know, if they knew better, you know, or I felt that they knew, they should have known better. But what about for you?
I don't want to answer that. I want to protect my boundaries at this moment. So please go on to the next question.
Okay, I'm going to respect the boundary and not ask you that question again.
Thank you. Namaste. well, for me, it's kind of like the same answer you said. I could just say it in a million different words, right? But I think a lot of the anger, right, I'll take it out on that person, but the anger primarily is for myself because I allowed somebody to just either use me, step all over me, manipulate me, abuse me, you know. And it stems from the past, you know, like when it happens now, it stems from the past. And sometimes there's situations like if you're in a, let's use a situation, a scenario, like, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, you love this person so much and they do something and they constantly do something that they don't like, that you don't like, but you let them go, you let them get away with it. But then at the end of the day, you got this bad taste in your mouth, but you keep on letting them get away with it. Then one day you just blow up. You know, it's best to talk about it. And I think we'll get into that, like how to protect your boundaries and ways of protecting your boundaries later on in the show. But, the anger stems from myself, and it stems from the abuse and stuff that I had coming from as a child.
And let me jump in there.
No, I'm protecting my boundaries. You can jump in. Sorry. go ahead, Ma. I'm playing with you. Yeah.
I know you are. That you brought up a key point, you know, as children, when we were abused, you know, that anger that we had inside is really towards the other person. It's not towards ourselves, because as children, you know, we are relying on the adults, our parents, our guardians, to do the, you know, take care of us, nurture us, love us, accept us. We don't know any better. So how could we protect our boundaries? So that is not towards ourselves. That is towards the other. But as we grow older and we become more aware of ourselves, then, you know, then it becomes towards the self and less about the other person, because then we have the ability to communicate, yo, check this out. You're not doing this again, or this is what I want. Right.
Exactly. And I mean, we're talking about with your parents, with your brothers and your sisters and your family, with your childhood friends. It's just crazy. It's like for me, like I can give you a scenario for myself. Like my mom, growing up, my mom always like, you know, I love my mom and I know she loved me. I'm her only son and she's my only mom. But there was a lot of times that she took out her frustrations and anger on me. And I guess I was her punching bag in a sense. Not that she was punching me or physically abusing me, but verbally. Sometimes that's just as bad, and mentally and psychologically being thrashed. And so now we're going to move fast forward. And mom is still mom, and mom is still the same way. And sometimes she gets into that mood that she just wants to take it out on me. So I've learned how to deal with it now. Either I just like let her talk, because that's my mom and I love her, and let her think that she's got the upper hand. And sometimes I just got to put her in check. And, like, when I put her in check now, she's like, oh, my God, like, I'm your mother. How dare you? I'm like, yeah, you're my mother, Mom, but I'm not that little boy no more. And this is how that little boy felt back then, you know. But to be honest, most of the time I just let her go at it, because, you know what, she doesn't, you know, she's been around a long time, and we're getting older, and I'm not going to change her now. So she really can't hurt me, but I protect my boundaries within myself by putting that guard up. But when she touches on something that really hurts, I'll let her know, you know. But it's a rough course sometimes, protecting your boundaries, and it's not that easy sometimes, because I don't know. I guess for me, protecting my boundaries sometimes means like I'm scared of what the outcome is going to be, because nobody likes to hear the truth, You know, and nobody likes to be, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Nobody likes, like, you're challenging them. When you protect your boundaries, you're actually protecting yourself, but you're actually challenging somebody else. And nobody likes to get challenged. And if you're going up against somebody and you're protecting your boundaries and they take it a wrong way, now it can become an angry argument, it can become a debate, you know, and it can turn out sour. But you know what, you did protect your boundaries, but the outcome depends on both people. What do you think about that, Trent?
Yeah, it definitely depends on the person that you're interacting with because the way that you do it, you know, because a lot of times I'm protecting my boundaries in a very calm and compassionate and loving way. And, you know, if the person has a strong reaction towards me, that's because of themselves, because they've realized that they've just crossed my boundaries and they're feeling kind of crappy about themselves for doing that. But if they're open to learning and understanding, and I always tell people, you know, I love you, I appreciate you, but I'm not feeling what you're doing right now. That might work for you, but it's not working for me. And so they'll either understand it, but I've reached the point in my life of, okay, you're not getting this, or you're not, you know, hearing where I'm coming from, or you don't want to hear where I'm coming from or respect me, then you know what? Deuces. Peace out. Because, you know, life is...
Later.
Later. And then, you know, that feels to me like that's not a relationship that I want to be in. You want to be in relationship with people that respect you and want to know what are your boundaries? What do you like? What do you want in your life? And getting to know you and for who you are. I mean, I respect people who tell me, that's not working for me, because that tells me, okay, I know, yeah, that's great, and I could feel like I trust them more, actually, because they know who they are, they know who what they're about, and they're not going to let me trespass them or anybody else for that matter. So, yeah, exactly. I do want to cover like the different types of boundaries. You know, we've got
like 8 minutes before the halftime.
8 minutes, 8 minutes, I'm sorry. There's mental boundary. there's a mental boundary, emotional boundary, spiritual boundary, and physical boundary.
Okay, let's start with.
You brought it up when you were talking about your mom. You know, a mental boundary is, you know, we all have our own thoughts, you know, and no one has the right to tell you what to think, or that your thinking is wrong. You know, Einstein and Mozart, you know, they were completely unconventional for their time. And people thought that they were crazy, but they were brilliant. They were brilliant. So, you know, when you're suppressing your thoughts, you're suppressing creativity within yourself, the passion that you have within yourself. And allowing someone to tell you what to think, you know, that's violating your boundaries. Another mental boundary is, you want to mention one, Ralphie?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, I was just doing something in the studio. Go ahead.
Sorry. Another way, you know, our in terms of a mental boundary is, you know, when someone plays with our mind, you know, when they're playing these head games, you know, making you believe something about them, or, you know, making you believe a certain outcome of something, that is definitely, you know, a violation of your mental boundaries. When we're focusing on other things like distractions from ourselves, that's another way that we violate our boundaries. For example, I have a classic one. You know, when you're constantly checking, you know, your ex's Facebook page, texting, emailing, you know, constantly distracting yourself from the thoughts that you have within yourself about yourself, you're violating your boundaries. So that's another mental type of boundary.
I'm glad
you
brought that
up.
When you violate your own boundaries, that's a good thing. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What other type of boundaries? We said you mentioned like six of them.
Four. Emotional boundaries is the next one. You know, we have our feelings and our reaction to things, and your feelings are yours, you know, and we should be able to express how we feel. And if you feel angry, No one should be telling you, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't feel angry or I wouldn't feel this. No one could tell you what to feel or think for that matter. And so that is a boundary that you can uphold and maintain for yourself. Also, another emotional boundary is withholding feelings. You know, if your partner is withholding their feelings from you, that is a violation of your boundaries. You know, that's actually called emotional distance. When people are being emotionally distant, that's a violation of your boundary. We want to be told that we're loved. We want to be told that we're accepted. Or, you know, if you're feeling anger towards me, I want to know. Don't hold it back, because then 10 years from now, you're screaming at me for something that happened 10 years ago, and I don't even know why.
people are scared to tell the truth and hear the truth.
Exactly. And so the third one is spiritual boundary. You know, you have the right to select the right spiritual path for you. You have your own belief systems, and no one has the right to tell you what you should believe. You know, people can assist you and guide you along your spiritual path, but your spiritual development comes from inside of you and your own connection to whatever you feel attracted to, whatever you feel a longing for. If someone's badgering you about going to church or to a temple or to have some spiritual practice or belief system, then they're violating your boundaries because they're not honoring what you're believing, you know. And
right.
So did you want to add something, Ralphie?
Like when people want to throw their religion down your throat, you know, your religion is your religion. My religion is my religion, you know, or my spiritual path is my spiritual path. You know, there's no right or wrong. It's all perfect. You know, like, I'm not going to judge you. But people think it's because you don't follow the same religion as they do, then you're a sinner, or, you know, you're evil, or your life is bad. But it's not the truth. And like Trent said, you know, you do you and I'll do me. And as long as we can respect each other, it's all going to be love. But what's the last type of boundary, Trent?
Physical boundary.
Physical.
No is no. You know, we all have our own physical body, and we allow people to touch us in the way that we want, or allow someone to come into our physical space when we say it's okay. But when someone pushes themselves onto us physically, that's probably the easiest boundary to define, the physical one. The mental, emotional, and spiritual boundaries are probably the hardest. But the physical one, it's easiest because we could see it. You know, we feel the physical piece.
Right.
And that physical includes sexual and also hitting somebody.
Yeah, violence.
Violence, exactly.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? Even though that's the easiest one to realize it's happening, because, of course, it's a physical thing, you physically feel it. At the same time, a lot of us become traumatized of something that's happened to us in the past as kids. I mean, like I've said it before on the radio show, and I can easily talk about it now without feeling bad or getting into a deep depression. You know, I've learned how to let go. That'll be one of our shows one of these days soon, learning how to let go of that stuff. I was sexually abused as a little boy, but I was a little boy. I was 6 years old. You know, that I was forced to do things that I didn't want to do and that I knew that was bad and didn't make me feel good. And for many years, it ruined my life because I was so ashamed and I was so scared. You know, but a lot of people, when you don't let go of that, you go forward in life, allowing people to do that to you over and over again because you're so scared. You know, you got to learn how to let go, people. Don't let anybody physically abuse you, physically, sexually. Don't let anybody put their hands on you. And sometimes, yeah, it means that you have to protect yourself, and it means you got to get violent. You know, but that's okay. That's okay. If you can walk away from it, walk away from it. Let them know, yo, back up, and then you can walk away. But sometimes you can't walk away, and like I've got a really close friend of mine in Chicago. Her son, you know, she's like my sister. She's one of the X-Men crew. My boy's wife and their son, their kid is being bullied, and he's such a sweetheart, you know, and he doesn't want to hit the kids back, and he's, like, way bigger than them, And he doesn't want to hit them back because he's a good kid, but he's also not feeling good about himself. Yo, we told him, yo, punch him in the mouth. Sorry, you know, I'm not an advocate of violence, but sometimes, you know, before, you know, if you're going to get hurt, you got to learn how to stick up for yourself. We're almost at the halfway mark. Anything you want to say, Ken?
No,
anything you want to respond to what I just said? Because, you know, everybody has their own opinion. That's my opinion on that kind of topic.
You know, what I tell my son, you know, I'm sorry to pause because I was going to make a statement and then I changed it. What I tell my son is, you know, not to touch people, to respect people's boundaries. But if someone's violating his boundaries, I want him to know how to protect himself. So I, you know, and I first, you know, I encourage him to seek out help, you know, maybe there's a teacher, a guidance counselor, you know, if he's in school. But if he needs to punch somebody back, if somebody's punching him, he needs to protect himself. And because of that, I noticed the difference in my son than how I was as a child. My son is secure within himself. He knows his boundaries. He knows other people's boundaries. Whereas for me, you know, I didn't protect my boundaries as a kid. I wasn't encouraged to hit. I was actually raised in a Catholic household where you turn the other cheek. And what happened, I was getting abused, bullied in school, and I was constantly trying to be the good, you know, Catholic schoolgirl and turning the other cheek. And what happened, I had so much anger inside me, so much resentment, and, you know, and I was insecure. I had a low self-esteem because I didn't protect myself. I didn't know my boundary or that of others, so... It is definitely the half-hour mark, so we're going to listen to some tunes, and after the music, we'll be taking calls and also talking some more about boundaries. Ralphie?
Here we go. See you guys in a few minutes. Respect.
See you in a few
minutes. Bye-bye. Show. This is Ralphie Perez, a.k.a. Tattoo X-Men.
And this is Diana Nieves, a.k.a. Trinity. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. All right, this is the halfway mark. where we take callers in. You can call in and ask questions. You can make statements. You can give, I guess, a testimony or talk about some stuff that you're going through. We're here for you. The number to call in is 347-826-7650. 347-826-7650. Please feel free to call in. Today's topic is boundaries. Go ahead, Trent, kick it off.
So, you know, where we last left off, where I last left off, I was talking about, you know, my own experience in terms of, you know, being bullied and abused as a child and turning the other cheek and not learning how to protect my boundaries. And, you know, I did not mean in any way to bash any religion whatsoever. I feel that, you know, there was a lot of great things that I learned within that experience. But unfortunately, you know, my boundaries were violated because, you know, that concept was instilled in me to a point that it was damaging to myself. And, you know, staying with that, staying within boundaries, you know, boundaries require maintenance. You know, like when you take your car into the shop for an oil change or when you go to the dentist for a checkup or to the doctor for a physical, you need to do the same thing with your boundaries, you know, within your relationship. You need to be constantly checking in to go, okay, you know, where am I at with this relationship? You know, because people change all the time. The relationships change all the time. So something that may have been okay with you in the beginning, it might not be okay with you 6 months from now, or vice versa. Something that, you know, you were really rigid about in the beginning, you might be more flexible, you know, within 6 months after the relationship has developed, after you've learned to trust that person and you've created some trust within the relationship. Because as time passes, the trust develops, and then you're able to open up more, you know, and be, you know, more sharing.
Right.
You want to add something, Ralphie?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of glad that you said what you just said, because sometimes when we're protecting our boundaries, we feel that we're protecting our boundaries. Like, but I think a lot of times, there's a lot of times that when we think we're protecting our boundaries, we're actually sheltering ourselves from being insecure because we don't want to really talk about something, so we're hiding. I mean, am I right or am I wrong? Am I going off the subject? What do you think?
No, you're not. Keep going.
I used to be one that was in a relationship with a loving insignificant other relationship, that type of thing, a romance. I was one that we used to not be able to communicate. And because I didn't know how to communicate, because my insecurities and my ego would come up, my machismo would come up, and I'd be like, no, you know, anger would just set in because I was either getting the truth thrown in my face or I was like getting caught in a lie, or I just didn't know how to communicate. So me kind of thinking that I was protecting myself, I would just say, I don't want to talk about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about it. But when you know what, I should have been talking about it, you know. So, yeah, we got to be, you know, conscious of self and know what kind of boundaries we're protecting and what are our boundaries. And so I think maybe that's the next thing that we're going to go to. How do we figure out what our boundaries are, Trent? How do you do it? How do you figure out what your boundaries are?
Well, it definitely comes with time and lots of experience and, again, awareness of yourself. The way that I know to protect my boundary is to know what I do like, what I don't like. Because there, if I don't know what doesn't feel right for me, then how can I protect the boundary? Because I don't know that I need to establish a boundary. So, for example, what would be a great example? Let's say something simple. I'm with someone and they constantly want to go out and have Chinese food. Well, how am I going to protect the boundary? You know, maybe I don't want to eat Chinese food all the time. Maybe I don't like Chinese food, you know, but how do I know unless I experience it? And then, you know, after some time, if that person continually says, well, let's keep eating Chinese food, then, you know, I could say, you know, I'm really not feeling Chinese food.
Right.
Maybe we should try something else. But again, right. That comes with time. That comes with the experience, you know, doing things, experiencing things with people, our past also. You know, I know for me, like I said before, you know, I was bullied and abused as a kid. So, you know, as I grew up and I was in therapy and went on my own learning and on my own journey of healing, then I was able to go, oh, okay, you know, that's why I've been so angry. And this is a boundary that I need to protect. You know, I don't let people, you know, speak to me a certain way or come to me physically to try to physically abuse me or mentally or emotionally or spiritually, you know.
And right. Again, okay, we have a caller.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got a caller on the line. Hi. Who's calling? Hello? Okay. Maybe they can't hear us. Maybe we're having difficulties. But they're in. Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Okay. I guess
maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they just want to listen and don't want to speak up. And that's okay.
No, that's fine. I'm going to put them on hold. And you can still listen while you're on hold. Okay? Go ahead, Chen. Keep talking. I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem. And if the person wants to try again, just hang up and call again and we'll pick up. You were asking me how we know, you know, how to, what our boundaries are and how to develop them. It comes with time. It comes with experience and time and learning and experiencing, you know, and healthy boundaries within yourself, again, allow you to feel safe and feel good about yourself and good about the relationships that you're in, you know, and the being flexible with our boundaries, again, comes with time, trusting ourselves. You know, it's not even only about the relationship that we're in. When we could trust ourselves to say yes or to say no, then, you know, we can have better relationships with other people. It all stems from that. You want
right.
to add anything, Ralphie?
So we're talking right now on how to – I'm sorry. I got lost when I'm trying to put this person on hold. We're talking about how to acknowledge our boundaries or how to protect our boundaries?
All of the above.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just trying to follow your lead, what you were touching on. But
I was saying the trust within a relationship, you know, the trust,
okay.
Being able to, because, you know, healthy boundaries, trust comes from that, you know, the,
right.
the healthy boundaries.
Right.
And
I think in a relationship, when you go into a relationship and you've learned already what your boundaries are and how to protect your boundaries, and I think if you go into a relationship, a healthy mutual relationship in with that mindset, you won't waste any time. It'll flourish. If it's meant to flourish, it'll flourish even faster instead of like delaying it, you know, with honesty and love and truth, it's going to flourish. But like I said, a lot of times people don't like to hear the truth or tell the truth, you know, because either we're scared that we're going to hurt somebody or we're scared to hear the truth, you know. But for me, boundaries, I remember one boundary that I used to just, like, sit back and get run over was at work and at the workplace. You know, we have boundaries there, too. When you have a manager or a boss that thinks just because he's your manager or your boss and he signs your check, means that he can do anything or he can do anything or say anything to you, right? First way you start protecting your boundaries in that sense is by learning your rights and learning your rights as an employee and how far an employer can go. You know, I remember I used to let my boss, I was so scared. And I can speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure there's so many people out there, we're so scared to speak up to our boss because, oh, my God, we need our money and that's our job. But sometimes you can have a boss, and I know I've had bosses that were really assholes, And just because they were my boss, I thought they could speak to me in any certain way. And once I learned it, listen to me, I got real ghetto. Once I learned how to protect my boundaries and assert myself at the workplace with my boss, I learned how to do it respectfully and lawfully and let him know, that way he couldn't flip it on me. I actually got more respect by him or her. You know, so that's just another boundary that you got to learn how to protect. Go ahead, Trin. You can take the next one.
Yeah, no, and that's great, Rafi. I think and feel that it's important to, you know, if you're not protecting your boundaries, exploring why. You know, why are you not protecting your boundaries? Is it that you're seeking for love and affection from the relationship? Abuse is not love. It's not affection. And you know, abuse, like we said before, there are different layers. You know, it's not just physical, sexual. It's mental, spiritual, emotional. When somebody's trespassing you, they're trespassing you. And that's not love. That's not affection. And
no.
You know, when you can have healthy boundaries, you know, you're just basically keeping out the meanness, hostility, but you're saying yes to love and affection.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, when it comes to loving relationships, it can get real difficult, you know. And the sad thing is, a lot of us, we get accustomed to certain ways and certain ways of not protecting our boundaries, and within our mindset, we think it's okay and it's normal. And when we know deep inside how we're feeling and we don't like it, but you know, like there's a lot of women and men, because it happens to men too. Like they go through physical, they get, you know, they're battered, physically battered in a relationship. They're getting hit by their mate, but he loves me or she loves me. You know what I mean? And you're just letting it happen. There's so many people out there like that. Or not even just physically, verbal lashings, mental abuse and verbal abuse. But we think since we've been through it so many times and we haven't protected our boundaries in the past, we think it's okay, one. And also we're scared to speak up because maybe in the past, if you spoke up, it became worse, right? And we're scared to be alone, you know? That kind of sucks. What do you think, Trent? Am I going off the beaten path? Am I getting too dark here? That kind of sucks, yo. You know, a lot of us just settle, and we feel that it's okay. But once you learn how to protect your boundaries, you kind of start growing up when you start protecting your boundaries. Once you learn how to, once you learn what your boundaries are and then how to do it, because there's the right way to do it and there's the wrong way to do it. Right, Trent?
And it all, again, falls back into the amount of love that you have for yourself. And I always go back to this quote, and I love this quote. You know, are you willing to disappoint another to be true to yourself? Again, you know, this is about how much love you have for yourself in order to say no to someone or yes to someone. You know,
right.
How much do you love yourself? How much? Yeah, that is the greatest thing that I find with clients and what I have experienced within myself, you know, is having the ability to love yourself much more than allowing someone to abuse you because you want their affection, their love, whatever it is that you want from them. And it is scary, you know, if you've never done it, if you've never protected your boundaries, never learned how to protect your boundaries. It comes with practice for sure. But the more you do it, the better you get at it, the stronger you feel, the more secure you feel it within yourself, the safer you feel, and the better relationships you have, you know, because again, you know, that level of trust, the level of compassion and love that you have in the relationship. It's usually
the intimacy gets deeper.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's deeper, like,
you know.
When you, I'm sorry to cut in, Trin.
No, go ahead.
But I'm gonna, Unless you want to protect your boundaries, let me know right now. Say hey. Use a safe word.
I'm allowing you to step in, but I will step back in a minute. Go ahead.
And when you have a relationship like that, not only like does it get like the relationship better, but I mean that's not just better. It can get really great because you know now when your partner knows what your boundaries are, and if they really care about you and they care about your feelings, they will not walk with trepidation or walk on eggshells. Let's say we put it simply, but they will walk with respect and love and with honor. You know what I mean? They'll honor your boundaries. You know, like if my mate says, well, you know what, dude, I don't like when like we're watching TV and you're blowing bubbles. You know, that's something stupid. But like going forward, once you've told them that and your relationship has been that way, honest and open and respectful, they won't be blowing bubbles no more because they got that love for you and they got that respect and they got that honor. But like if they do start blowing bubbles, then something's wrong. You feel me? Like, dude,
Or they'll continue to blow the bubbles, but they'll step outside. I'm not,
right.
You know, because they have to honor themselves. They need to protect their own boundaries. I like blowing bubbles, so I know the bubbles bother you. So I'm going to go outside for 5 minutes, all right? And I'm going to blow my bubbles.
It's a beautiful thing, though, because that's respect and honor. But at the same time, it's kind of like a compromise. But it's respect, and like so me saying or the person saying, all right, cool, as long as you're going to blow your bubbles out there, they're not going to bother me, then everything's good. And like things get just so much better that way. And going forward, it just becomes a beautiful thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Trent. Your relationships in every aspect, once you start respecting each other's boundaries, your relationships become much better and will grow and flourish as long as you keep on doing the same thing.
We have about 6 minutes. The number to call is 347-826-7650. If you want to call in, ask a question, share, feel free. Give us a shout out.
Right.
The
person's still there on hold. They're actually live. They can speak if they want. If you want to kick in, if you want to jump in. But we're talking about boundaries, how to respect your boundaries. How
I think
to
I heard her
boundaries.
Voice. I think
you
I heard
her.
Voice.
Yes, I actually have. I have a question on how to deal with. So I need some advice. It's not really.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Who is this? Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Maisha.
Oh, all right, Maisha. How you doing? That's my sister, Maisha. Hey, Maisha.
Hi. So I have a question. It's about boundaries, but it's not really having to do with relationships as far as, you know, personal relationship, but more at work. And I found myself having, I have a coworker who has kind of crossed those boundaries, has taken my, I don't want to say kindness for weakness, but because I've been pleasant with him, he's crossed the line. And one of them, I don't think he's doing it intentionally. I think it's out of not knowing. He's a European working in an organization that's predominantly for people of color, and he uses terms that can be derogatory. And when I approached him on it, he basically almost took it as though I was attacking him for his sexuality because he happens to be gay. So I found myself not being able to, you know, again, I try to set my boundaries, tell him what I will tolerate, what I won't tolerate, and it kind of works against me because he reported me then to management. How do you deal with something like that?
Okay.
Trent?
Yeah.
You want to take this one?
Yeah, I'm fine with taking this one. So are you... did this person understand English? I'm assuming you spoke in English.
Yeah. I mean, I can briefly, because I know we're very limited in time, but basically I'm comfortable. I have gay friends. I don't have a problem. You know, I'm not homophobic. And, you know, so if he's attracted to someone or finds someone attractive, you know, that's fine. Women talk like that in front of other women, you know, about men. So he's like, oh, you know, if he would have said, oh, that guy's attractive is one thing. He says that boy, because apparently he finds men of color attractive. And so he says, ooh, look at that boy. He's fine. And he always refers to men of color as boys. And I think he doesn't know the effect that word has had, you know, throughout American history, right, with racism. So when I tried to tell him, you know, you probably don't know, but you can't refer to a black or Latino man as a boy, you know, he got offended and went to management and basically said, you know, I was attacking him because he was homosexual.
Okay.
So
are you, well, you're, I'm assuming that you've been written up in HR.
I think I am. Well, we're having a meeting this week, so I'll see.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask that. Have you had an opportunity to explain to HR management your side? Because they also have to document that because there was an exchange. And they're only taking on his side. So they have to do their due diligence and due process in terms of interviewing you and finding out what happened and recording that information as well.
So I've actually brought it to management before. I've approached him. Management has said try to work it out amongst yourselves. So I told them how I felt, that there are just certain things at work. I think, you know, it's not really even about me, but it's about my community, the people I serve at my job.
Right.
And basically I try to set boundaries with him, like, you know, not only personally what I like and don't like, but how it affects, you know, people of color overall. And it was flipped on me, so.
Right. And you could, and I hear it within you, and I feel it myself, you know, there's a certain amount of passion that you have, and that can be perceived a different way. You know, the passion can be perceived as being aggressive rather than being passionate.
Yeah.
Can you get that?
Yeah, I get it.
Right. So this is not about you not expressing yourself and protecting the boundary, but maybe perhaps finding another way to express it.
Mm-hmm.
And even as so far, well, you said you did speak to them first before having this conversation with him, correct?
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, I would have said, you know, having the conversation with them or having a witness there, asking management or HR, okay, I want to have a conversation with this person, but I would like you to be present and be witness to it.
Yeah.
Or some other witness there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess going forward, that's what I'm going to have to do.
Right.
Ralphie, did you have something to say about that? I heard you.
No, she hit it in a nutshell, and what she said at the very end, what was running through my brain from now on when speaking with this individual, because I think you try to tell him that not out of anything negative, but out of like trying to concern to try to show him our, you know, our cultures, you know, every country has different ways of handling things, and our, every culture is different. So you're trying to show him the way we do it here, and that was out of concern, and he took it the wrong way. He thought you were attacking him. He didn't understand. So going forward, now you know you need to have a witness there so you can cover yourself, because it's business. This is not personal. This is business, and we always got to cover yourself, you know. And until you have that meeting, don't speak to the individual, you know. And if he speaks to you, just be polite, kill him with kindness, and walk away, you know. And don't. And if you're in a union, make sure you have a union rep there. If you feel that, like, if you have the meeting and you feel it's going sour, or you feel like you're getting the shaft, because that does tend to happen, and you know that's you know another test in life. You can bow out and say, listen, I would rather have my union rep here when we have this meeting to continue the meeting, and they can't hold that against you. Am I right, Trent? Because you're like a HR pro.
Yeah, that's correct. I wouldn't consider myself a pro, but thank you. that sounds right.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate
you're welcome,
it.
Aisha.
You're welcome
for calling in, keep listening.
All righty.
Okay. All right, Trent, you want to close it out? We're about to get to the end here. Anything you want to say?
Sure, absolutely. You know, just based on what we have been saying throughout this show. You know, boundaries help you feel safe. They provide clarity in terms of who you are and who the other person is. And the more you develop healthy boundaries, the healthier you feel about yourself, the more secure you can feel about yourself. And so the objective always, as we always state in every single episode, every show, you know, it's about knowing you, connecting with yourself, and loving and accepting yourself for who you are. And the more you do that, the more you can experience more love, more acceptance within all of your relationships.
Right, right. Just to piggyback on that closing, what Trin said, I'm going to say everything she said my way. Yo, protect yourself. Don't let nobody play you. Don't play yourself. A lot of times we play ourselves. And that means learn yourself. And you learn yourself by start by loving yourself, then you learn yourself, and that way you can learn what your boundaries are. Come on, people. We know what bothers us. We know what doesn't bother us. Time to speak up. Stop being afraid of what other people are going to think, because you know what? You're speaking up. And a lot of us don't have a problem with it, but a lot of us don't know how to do it nicely either. So you know what? For those who don't know how to do it nicely, and you know who you are, because I know when I'm like that, let's learn how to protect our boundaries the right way. So, Trin, we're at the end of the show. I think it was a really good show. How can people reach you and get some more wisdom and love from you? Oh, that sounds
my cool. My website is www.dianatrinitynieves.com. My other website is www.liveyourheartstruth.com, and my telephone number, email, Facebook, Twitter, everything is on there. How about
all
you,
right,
Ralphie?
Cool. And me, you can reach me at www.xmental.org. All my information is there. You can reach out to me. You can get me on Facebook. You can reach out to me and learn more about the show and our other shows in our network at ThroughTheEyesOfTheSoulRadio.com. That's ThroughTheEyesOfTheSoulRadio.com. And we have an email that if you have any questions, comments, or would just like to say something, or you need help with something, what's the email, Trin?
HeartAndSoul908@gmail.com.
Okay, heartandsoul908@gmail.com. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. Next show is next Wednesday. I don't know what the topic is yet, so I'm not going to, like, make one up. We'll blast it out there. But thanks for listening. Hey, Trin, thanks for being part of this. Love you. You got anything you want to say?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ralphie. Love you, too. Have a great week, everybody.
Take it easy, y'all. Namaste. One.
Namaste.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
You heard the speech. But behind the glitter lies this stark truth. In Hillary Clinton's America, things get worse. Under her dishonest plan, taxes keep rising, terrorism spreads. Washington insiders remain in control, Americans losing their jobs, homes, and hope. In Donald Trump's America, people are put back to work. Our families are safe, the American dream achievable again. Change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.